Mets and the Brewers working overtime Tuesday. Tyler Pill making his first career start. He would fall behind 1-0, but in the fifth, as Drubal Cabrera has got his back.
And that's driven to right center field, headed toward the gap. And that's down for an extra base hit. Granderson can walk home with the tying run. Cabrera trades places with him. Back-to-back doubles, and the Mets tie the game at one.
Darno sets up off the plate. And a bouncing ball toward the middle. Cabrera gets to it at the bag. The off-balance throw can't be handled by Duda. He knew he had to hurry against the speed of VR. Threw the ball awkwardly. Got the out at second, but not at first. Well, Tyler Pill is going to be coming out of this game after 5 1/3 innings. Gets some applause from his third baseman, and he should from everybody else in the building. Walker at second and nobody out. And Duda gets one away, drives it deep left field, but Perez looking up near the wall. It's out of here! Lucas Duda with an opposite field two-run homer. Number 8 for Duda, and the Mets lead it 4-1.
Can you bring in Ramirez? I don't think so.
Popped it up. Big pitch by Blevins. Cabrera waits for it to come down.
And drops the ball! And the game is tied. The throw goes to third. Can't be handled by Reyes. Two-run score on the drop pop-up, and the Brewers have tied the game at 4.
Slowly hit toward the hole. Cabrera runs it down. The throw to second. Safe.
Oh, it's close.
Well, first of all, did Pena get there first? Second of all, did Walker stay on the bag?
Yeah. Walker pointed to the bench, so he wants the check. And look, it's like Terry's going to want them to check.
Why not? Tightrope by Walker, who appeared to keep his toe on the bag. And ball and toe on bag, and they reverse the call. So the Mets win the challenge. And Pena is out on a 6-4 fielder's choice for the second out. Winning one and third and one out. You usually play much shallower than that. 2-0 to Bruce.
And he lines one. Base hit, and the Mets win the ball game. Rivera comes in with the winning run. Jay Bruce with a walk-off hit. And the Mets win it in 12-5-4.
Jay Bruce's 10th career walk-off hit and first one as a Met gives the Amazons a 5-4 12-inning win. New York has now won 7 straight games versus Milwaukee at Citi Field. Eric Thames snapped an 0-for-19 skid with a single in the first inning. It was a weird night for Terry Collins and the Mets. As the Mets at one point had a 4-1 lead, Milwaukee came back to even things at 4, but Jay Bruce's walk-off hit in the 12th eventually gave the Amazons a 5-4 win. Here is the Mets skipper Terry Collins commenting on the win.
I think it speaks volumes. You know, I obviously, all the years I've spent, one of the things you do is when, you know, a guy makes an error behind you, you pick him up. And you know, when if a pitcher hangs a slider, you dive and make a great play. You know, it's part of the game, and that was a big win for us tonight.
Could you have asked for anything better out of Tyler Pill tonight?
I really couldn't. I really couldn't. I mean, he lived up to exactly what I heard about. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't give in. He doesn't beat himself. He continues to try to. We got to cut the base on balls down a little bit. Those got him in trouble. But he, you know, he moves the ball around and changed speeds. And I thought he pitched very effectively. They got a good offensive club, and to hold them down, you know, that's pretty good. I mean, he got himself out of some trouble and had guys on. And you know, again, he just stayed with it. He didn't, you know, certainly didn't get rattled. And you know, he pitched his game. You know, there's been a lot of games where, you know, we think we got it wrapped up, and all of a sudden we can't stop somebody. And tonight, fortunately, we, you know, I thought the job, you know, our bullpen did a tremendous job coming in and giving us that length at the end of the game that allowed us to, you know, score. But this was one we needed to have.
Rich.
Terry, you mentioned Josh, and, you know, down in the minor leagues, he worked on, you know, perfecting all of his pitches. In a 3-inning stint like this tonight, did you see all that? And he used all of them.
He did use all of them. That's exactly why we sent him down there, was to, you know, get command of them all. You know, not to rely just so much on the 95-mile-an-hour fastball. To, you know, certainly at this league, you know, 95 getting to be average anymore. So, you know, you got to have some other weapons to get people out. And he went down and worked on his changeup, worked on his two-seamer a little bit more, worked on his the command of his slider. And tonight it paid off with, you know, being able to go three.
Wally.
Terry, what happened on the pop fly with Cabrera, and what did he tell you about it?
Weather. Got up in that glare with the rain and the glare and had a tough time judging where it was coming down. And so we saw one the other night, very similar.
Entering Tuesday night, Jay Bruce had 9 career walk-off hits, all wearing a Cincinnati Reds uniform. Number 10 came as a member of the Mets, and it came at a most opportune time, giving them a 5-4 win over Milwaukee at Citi Field on Tuesday. Here is Bruce speaking to the media after the game.
You know, I feel like every time I've done this interview, the first thing I say is just, you know, not trying to do too much. Up until that point, it hadn't been a very good night at the ballpark for me. So it was good to come through right there and pick the guys up. Big win for us. And it was great. Well, I think that we have a tendency to try harder, you know, swing harder, you know, muscle up, do more. And you just got to, you know, you take a certain swing in the cage 100 times a day probably. And you know, it's about putting that swing together at the plate and giving yourself an opportunity to have success.
So this was a big win for you guys. Every win's a big win. But what does it mean when you're just able to pick up a teammate the way you guys were tonight?
That's part of it. It's part of it. You know, this is a hard game. You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. Crazy things are going to happen. And, you know, we don't really worry about what happened in the past. We just move on to the future.
As Drubal Cabrera had one of those Jekyll and Hyde nights on Tuesday night, he drilled a game-tying ribby double in the fifth, then made a costly two-run error on a dropped pop-up in the seventh, but then made a brilliant play in the 12th to cut down the lead runner at second base, leading to Jay Bruce's walk-off heroics in the bottom half of the 12th. Here is Cabrera speaking about his very up-and-down night.
Felt really good. You know? I'm laughing now because we get the win. Mm-hmm. But that can happen in the situation.
Mm-hmm. What happened on that play?
Nothing. Missed it. Mm-hmm. I mean, then we win.
The Mets send Jacob deGrom to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Junior Guerra.